Well, hundreds of people have gathered at vigils around the country to pay their respects to Kumanjayi Little Baby. The memorials mark 1 week since the five-year-old girl's body was found at a town camp near Alice Springs. The Central Australian town has been in deep mourning since her death, and last night community members and families gathered for a community candlelight vigil dressed in the little girl's favourite colour of pink. Catherine Little is the Chief Executive of organisation known as SNAKE, the Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Childcare, and spoke at the vigil in Alice Springs. Catherine Little, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Sally. Good morning.
I can't imagine the difficulty of trying to speak at this vigil last night. How would you describe what the atmosphere was like amongst those who had gathered to mark the life of this little girl?
Yeah, look, that has been the challenge for everyone, and you framed it very well there, Sally. The impact of this has been really profound, and I think no one really knows how to describe it. No one really knows how to react to it, but what everybody knows is there is a collective mourning, there is a collective grief, and everybody knows that we have seen something extraordinary over the past few days where everybody came together and showed the personality of Alice Springs, and that personality is one that cares deeply for its children and will do anything to stand by each other. So the ability to just sit, and it was a very quiet gathering. People had the candles, people sat with their children, people sat with their friends, their relatives, people sat with strangers and just listened and just were part of the moment while that beautiful, beautiful sunset covered us in pink.
You spoke at the vigil last night, Catherine. What did you have to say?
That's pretty much what I talked about was, you know, when you get asked to speak at something like this, how do you describe that? You can't say privileged, you can't say honoured. None of those words are right. None of those words are right. And I, like many people, went up to the top of Anzac Hill. And if you're not familiar with Alice Springs, Anzac Hill is our highest point, but it's also our big sister. It's one of our ancestors. And I sat there and just thought and was just still. And as I was thinking about it, believe it or not, the sun came up and it showed the same beautiful colour of pink. And I went, you know what, that's what it is. There are no words to describe this. So I talked to the crowd about what that meant and what the colour pink, but little Kumanjayi baby's favourite colour. And it is the colour of compassion. It is the colour of kindness. It is the colour of care, but it's also the colour of hope. And hope was something that we also heard in the voices of the family when they spoke, and they were so generous and kind, and they told us to look to the stars and look for the brightest stars, because that's where we would find this beautiful little baby.
How do we approach this moment of grieving now to raise wider questions about the welfare of Kumanjayi Little Baby and other children who may be in similar circumstances? To raise those questions now, in your view, does that politicise this death, or does it honour Kumanjayi Little Baby to be asking those questions, those tough questions?
There are tough questions that need to be asked, and certainly it's something we've said from the very beginning, is there are going to be some tough questions, and there will need to be some form of inquiry, and the responses are going to have real teeth, because we're going to have to look at things, multiple system failures that created an environment where this could happen. So that means things like public housing, it means social policy, it means corrections and justice policies, right? There's a whole heap of things that we're going to really have to grapple with. But again, if I lean into what the family was saying and what they have persistently asked for, and it's a general sentiment of Alice Springs itself, and that is, do not politicise this for gain. Do not use it for Facebook likes. They said, do not use it also for an excuse to behave badly in the streets. They were very, very clear on that. So the time will come when that happens, and it will have to be dealt with very, very seriously. But it has to be done in a way that has community voice first and foremost, because we can't have more knee-jerk responses. We cannot have this turned into another political football, because we need a genuine response. And the difference in what we're seeing this time is community came forward. We need to hang on to that, and we need to move collectively while we do it.
Catherine Little, thank you very much for joining me and for joining us last week in the midst of all of this as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally.